Welcome back to another podcast. So today we're going to be talking about why men cheat. This is my personal podcast, so I'm going to be talking about anything and everything about the topic that I want to get down. Follow me on Spoon. It is only.bree with like a bunch of E's. It'll probably come up. My profile picture is a picture of nails. But yeah, follow me on there. I will be doing more juicier podcasts because, yeah, that's me. Anyways, so the topic is why do men cheat? Like, literally, men could literally have a beautiful wife and kids and still decided to go and cheat. Why? We don't know. It's stupid. Men love to cheat and think it's cool and think it's funny, but it's actually whack. It's disrespectful. It's lame. And it's just not it, period. So, yeah, so I have some topics that I've wrote down about why men cheat. But, so my first topic is, like, maybe men are, like, angry or revenge. Like, people sometimes cheat out of anger or desire to get revenge. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, men be angry and they be feeling like you be doing something. Like, men are stubborn. Like, I feel like, I don't know about all men. I'm not saying that all men cheat, all men do this. But I'm saying, like, most men are stubborn. My dad. But maybe they're stunned or hurt. And maybe they go through the same emotions. So they decide to cheat. Another topic is they may be falling out of love. Like the feeling with falling in love with someone doesn't last forever. It really doesn't. Like, people may seem like love is just like forever, but really love is temporarily. So, like, you gotta enjoy it while it's there. Like, when you first fall in love with someone, you might experience passion, excitement, rushes of dopamine from simply getting a text from them, but the intensity of these feelings usually fades over time. Like, it doesn't last. Like, people's like, oh, I'm not in love with you no more, so they go and cheat. Honestly, I think that's maybe the biggest one. The biggest, I don't know. I feel like that one right there is like the main thing. Because maybe men, no, well, yeah, but, like, that's probably, like, the main reason why men cheat. Or, like, they are bored. You know, men are just whack anyway. Okay, so another reason why I think that men is, is, like, situation, factors, and opportunity. Like, simply having an opportunity to cheat can definitely be more likely. Like, this, like, that doesn't mean everyone has the opportunity to cheat would do so, but other factors often add to motivate to cheat. Like, people, like I just said, like, out of boredom, like, men might just like to cheat, which is honestly stupid. It's crazy to me. Like, I just feel like, and also another thing I feel like about us women, if you haven't got cheated in life, or like they say, if you haven't made mistakes in life, how are you going to go the right way? How are you going to learn? You know? How are you going to learn in life? Ooh, this is a big one. Commitment issues. Ooh, that is a big one. Like, people who have a hard time with commitment issue may be more likely to cheat in some cases. Because commitment doesn't mean everything to everyone. Like, it made me mean a little bit to you, but a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible for two people in a relationship to have different ideas about relationship status, such as whether it's casual, exclusive, and so on. It's also people to really like someone and still fear making a comment to them in cases one partner might end up cheating as a way of avoiding commitment, even they actually would prefer to stay in a relationship. Like, I don't know, I just feel like commitment is just not a big thing for everyone. Like, people have lack of interest in committing long term. Like, they want a more casual relationship, or they want a way out of a relationship. So they go to cheat, and then that's the way, that's their excuse to get out of the relationship, which I feel like cheating is whack. So if you're falling out of love, having commitment issues, any of these topics that I just stated, just leave instead of cheating, because cheating is going to make your situation worse, hun. Like, if I know I'm not in love with the boy, I would say I love you dearly, but I'm not in love with you, you know, and just leave and talk to them personally. Like, that's the way to do it, guys. So, like, if you're a guy and listening to this, please take this as a note. Just break up with them. It's gonna be hard, but cheating is literally, like, once you're single and you can do it with anybody, have intercourse with anybody, have relationships with anybody without cheating, without a girl hollering at you and without a girl beating your butt, you would want that to be for you, because it's a more peaceful way. So just break up with the girl instead of cheating on her, because you're taking the hard route, and us girls don't play. Okay, another topic is unmet needs. Like, sometimes one or both partners need for intimacy go unmet in relationships. Many people choose to stay in the relationships, like, often hoping things will improve. Like, especially if the relationship is otherwise fulfilling. Like, for real. But unmet needs can lead to frustration, which might worsen if the situation doesn't improve. Like, partners can have intercourse with anybody. Like I just said, motivation can meet everywhere else, meaning they can see somebody and was like, oh, I want to do it with them, and like continue doing it and doing it, and it motivates them, and somehow, I don't know, it's mostly about intercourse, about why men cheat. It's mostly that, because I feel like, yeah, it's mostly that. Like, 9 times out of 10, if you have a boyfriend and they're cheating, and you know they're cheating, 9 out of 10, they have an intercourse with someone. Let's just say that. Okay, another big one is they have low self-esteem. Like, they wanting a boost to self-esteem also can motivate them to have intercourse. It says having intercourse with a new person can lead to positive feelings. Like, you might feel empowered, attractive, confident, or successful. Like, these feelings can build up your self-esteem. Like, they make you feel confident. But my question is, how? It literally doesn't do anything. Like, what the heck? It doesn't do anything. So I don't get it. I literally don't get it. But hey, we will never know the question of why men really do it. Anyway, many people who cheat because of self-esteem issues have loving, supportive partners who often compare and encouragement. Okay, so based on what I wrote there is, like, I mean, like, people just cheat because, like I said, low self-esteem. So, and maybe, like, their partner is not helping them build that up. So, having intercourse with someone new motivates them, and it helps them because they get new feelings, and, like, it's just a new person, you know? Like, falling out of love. Like, when you've been with someone so long, you kind of, like, you get boredom. Yes. But it doesn't mean you have to cheat. Like I said, break up with the person if it's so hard. Like, it isn't so hard. It's just, you men are just making it hard on yourself, and y'all stubborn, and y'all just don't want to do it the right way. So, y'all come on, cheat. Like, And then you get mad when us girls cheat back. That's unfair, guys. Okay? So, yeah. Oh, and let's talk about the bottom line. The bottom line is, like, you might heard the phrase, once a cheater, it's always a cheater, to describe people who aren't faithful. But while some people do cheat repeatedly, others don't. Like, working through can often strengthen relationship, but it's essential for both of you and your partner to be honest about what you can and can't commit to in your relationship. And that's why that saying communication is key. If you communicate to your partner like, hey, I cheated it, I want you to know what's up now, it maybe will help your relationship. And at that time, just like set everything on the table, you know, set the divorce papers on the table, not literally, but you know what I mean, like set it on the table. Yeah, so that's literally my podcast today. I really hope you guys enjoy it. Tell me if you guys want more of this. I have more coming. Like I said, follow me on Spoon. I will be talking about juicier conversations on there. I love talking, so just finding out this app is a really big thing to me. It's a really awesome thing to me. So yeah, thank you guys so much. If you're listening, oh my god, take this as a no. This is not to bash men, because we love men either way. And yeah, so like I said, all men don't cheat, all men don't do this, but I'm just saying, and this is not only for men, this is for girls too. Girls cheat too. So boys, if you think I'm on your case, no I'm not. I'm on girls and boys' case, because I'm fair. I'm not unfair. But we know, commonly, mostly, men cheat. Well, I feel like it's about 50-50. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye. Until the next time. Sis, calm down. Podcast is out. Bye-bye.